This is Black Wall Street Chronicles, and we're back at it again. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Today, we're going to talk about Prince Harry and the Duchess Meghan Markle and the controversy circling around them. But before we get started, I have some announcements. Please follow me on my Instagram, BlackCog840. BlackCog840 has my bio, so you'll see my Twitch, my Facebook, and my Twitter account on there. Also, I'm registered on IMBD, so if you're following IMBD, my podcast is registered there. Okay, guys, so basically we're going to get right to it. I'm going to read a couple of articles from Wikipedia.com. I find out that Prince Harry is actually very accomplished. Give me one second. Prince Harry, Dukes of Sussex, I'm pronouncing it wrong. He was born September 15, 1984, he's the same age as me. He's a member of the British royal family, as the youngest son of Charles, Prince of Wales, Diana, Princess of Wales. He is sixth in line of the succession to the British throne. Born in St. Mary's Hospital, London, Harry was educated at Rivermead School, Loughborough School, and Eton College. He spent parts of his gap year in Australia and Lesotho, then underwent officer training at the Royal Military Academy, Sandhurst. He was commissioned as a commandant into the Blues and Royals, serving temporarily with his brother Prince William, and completed training as a troop leader. In 2007 and 2008, Harry served for over 10 weeks in Helmand Province, Afghanistan. He returned to Afghanistan for a 20-week deployment in 2012 to 2013 with the Army Air Corps. In June 2015, he resigned with the Army. Harry launched the Invictus Games in 2014 and remains the patron of his foundation. He also gives patronage to several other organizations, including Halo Trust, Walking with the Wounded, to encourage people to open up about their mental health issues. Harry, alongside the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, initiated the Mental Health Awareness Campaign, Heads Together, in April 2016. In 2008, he was made Duke of Sussex prior to wedding to American actress Meghan Markle. They're expecting a daughter summer 2021. Their son, Archie Markle Windsor, was born in 2019. The following year, the couple stepped down as senior members of the royal family and moved to the Duchess' native Southern California. In 2020, they launched Archwell Incorporated, an American public organization that focuses on nonprofit activities and creative media ventures. Born in Orlando Wynn of St. Mary's Hospital, Paddington, London, on September 15, 1984. At 4:20 p.m., as the second child of Charles, Prince of Wales, heir appended to the British throne, and Diana, Princess of Wales, he christened Harry Charles Albert David on December 21st at St. George's Chapel, Windsor Castle, by the Archbishop of Canterbury, Robert Roussey. Growing up, he was referred to Harry by friends, fams, and public, as well as Kensington Palace. Diana wanted Harry and his elder brother, Prince William, to have a broader range of experience and a better understanding of Orient's ordinary life than previous royal children. She took him to venues that range from Walt Disney World and McDonald's to AIDS clinics and homeless shelters. Harry began accompanying his parents on official visits at an early age. his first overseas tour with his parents in Italy in 1985. He also traveled with his family to Canada in 1991 and 1998. Harry's parents divorced in 1996. His mother died in a car crash the following year. Henry Arroyo was staying with their father in Baltimore at the time, and the Prince of Wales told his sons about the mother's death. At mother's funeral, Harry, then 12, accompanied his father, brother, paternal grandfather, and maternal uncle, Charles Spencer, 9th Earl Spencer, embarking behind the funeral cottage, the Kensley Palace, to Windsor Abbey. In 2017, the Prince acknowledged that he sought counseling 20 years later. Like his father and brother, Harry was educated in independent schools. He started at London's James Minor's Nursery School and the pre-preparatory Retherby School. Following this, he attended Lovegrove School in Bexar, and after passing entrance exams, he was admitted to Eton College. The decision to place Harry at Eton went against the past practice of mounting youngsters to send their children to Goldstrom, which Harry's father, two uncles and cousins had attended. It did, however, see Harry following his older brother's footsteps in the Spencer family, as both Diana's father and brother attended Eton. In June 2003, Harry completed his education at Eton with two A levels, achieving grade B in art and D in top in geography, and he decided to drop history as an art after AS level. He has been described as a top-tier athlete, having played competitive polo and rugby union. One of Harry's former teachers, Sarah Foss, has asserted that Harry was a weak student and that the staff at Eton conspired to help him cheat on examinations. Both Eton and Harry denied the claims, with a tribunal made to ruling on the cheating claim, except that the Prince had received help preparing his A-level executive project, he needed to pass to secure his place at Sandhurst. After school, Harry took a gap year, during which he spent time in Australia working, as his father had done in his youth, on a cattle station and participating in the Young England versus Young Australia polo test match. He also traveled to Leicester, where he worked with orphan children, produced a documentary film, The Forgotten Kingdom. Military career. Sandhurst Blues and Royals deployment to Afghanistan. Harry has entered the Royal Military Academy, Sandhurst, on May 8, 2005, where he was nose off a cadet Wales and joined the Armenian Company. In April 2006, Harry completed his officer training and was commissioned as cornet in the Blues and Royals Regiment of the Household Cavalry in the British Army. April 13, 2008, he reached 2 years seniority. Harry was promoted to lieutenant. In 2006, it was announced that Harry's unit was scheduled to be deployed in Iraq the following year. A public debate ensued as to whether he should serve there. Defense Secretary John Reid said that he should be allowed to serve in the front line of battle zone. If Harry agreed, if they said no, you can't go to the line, then I would drag my sorry ass to Sandhurst and I wouldn't be ground man now. The Ministry of Defense of Clarence House made a joint announcement on February 22, 2007 that Harry will be deployed with his regiment in Iraq as part of the 1st Mechanized Grenade and the 3rd McCain's Division. The move supported by Harry, who stated that he would leave the army as he was told to remain in safety while his regiment went to war. He said, there's no way I'm going to put myself through Sandhurst to just sit on my ass falling back while the boys are fighting for their country. The head of the British Army at the time, General Sir Richard Dunnett, said on April 30, 2007, that he was personally decided that Harry would serve in his unit in Iraq, and Harry was scheduled for deployment in May of 2007 to patrol the Mayan Governorate. May 16, however, Dunnett announced that Harry would not serve in Iraq. Concerns included Harry being a high-value target, as several threats by various groups had already been made against him, and the dangers of the soldiers around him would face should any attack be made on his life or he was captured. Clarence House made public Harris' disappointment with the decision, though he said he would abide by it. In June 2007, it was reported that Harry had arrived in Canada to train alongside soldiers of the Canadian Forces in the British Army and CF Plessisville near Medicine Hat, Alberta. It was said that she was in preparation for a tour journey in Afghanistan, where Canadian and British forces were participating in NATO-led Afghan war. This was occurring in February of the following year when the British Ministry of Defense revealed that Harry had been secretly deployed as a forward air controller to Helmand Province in Afghan for the previous 10 weeks. The revelation came with the new media moment German newspaper Bild and Australian magazine New Idea breached a backup place over the information by Canadian and British authorities. It was later reported that Harry helped go to troops prepare an attack from Taliban assurance and perform patrol duty in hostile areas while in Afghanistan. His tour made Harry the first member of the British royal family to serve in a war zone since his uncle Prince Andrew, who flew helicopters in the Falklands War. For his services on Prince Anne presented Harry with the optional Operational Service Medal for Afghanistan at the Cumbrous Barracks in May 2008. HQ London District and Investigative Games. On January 17, 2014, the Minister of Defense announced that Harry had completed his attachment to the 3 Richmond Army Air Corps and he would take up a staff officer role. Defense engagement in HQ London District. His responsibilities will help to coordinate significant projects to criminal events involving the Army in London. He was based in the House Guards in central London. On March 6, 2014, Harry launched Invictus Games, a Paralympic-style sporting event for injured servicemen and women, which was held on September 10, 2014. Harry met British hopefuls for the Invictus Games at Tedworth House in Wilshire for the status selection process April 29, 2014. On May 15, 2014, Harry attended a ticket sale launch for Invictus Games at BET Tower, for where he tweeted on the Invictus Games official Twitter account as the president of the games. To promote the games, he was interviewed by BBC Radio's 2's Chris Evans along the 2 game hopefuls. He said that Invictus Games is my full-time job, making sure that we pull this off. The show aired in July 31st, 2014. He later wrote in an article in Sunday Times about his experience in Afghanistan. He thought he inspired him to help injured personnel and how, after the trip to the Warrior Games, he had vowed to create Invictus Games. Harry and officials attended the British Armed Forces team account for Invictus Games at Potter's Field Park in August 2014. As president of the Invictus Games, he attended all the games related to the games for the September 8th to September 14th. In January 2015, it was reported that Harry would take on his new role in support of wounded service personnel by working alongside members of the London District Personal Recovery Unit for Mod Defense Recovery Capability Scheme to ensure that wounded personnel had adequate recovery plans. The palace confirmed weeks later that the scheme was established in partnership with Help for Heroes and the British Royal Legion. In the late 2015, Harry visited the Battleback Centre set up by Riddle Britishland in the Fisher House UK at Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Bingington. A partnership between Help for Heroes, the Fisher House Foundation, and the Queen Hospital, Bingington charity created the centre. Fisher House Foundation is one of the Invictus Games sponsors. In February and March 2015, Harry visited House and gathered Garrison, North Yorkshire, a recovering center run by Help for Heroes. He also visited Mavelle Barracks in Colchester, where Chavez VC House Personnel Recovery Center is located. run by Help for Heroes in partnership with the Ministry of Defense and Royal British Legion. Second to Australian Defence Force in the end of active service. On March 17, 2015, Kensington Palace announced that Harry would leave the armed forces in June. Before then, he would spend 4 weeks throughout April and May at the Army Barracks in Durban, Perth, Sydney, while seconded to the Australian Defence Force after leaving the Army while considering his future. He would work toward a voluntary capacity in the Ministry of Defence, supporting case officers in the Ministry of Recovery Capability Program. He would be working with those who administer and receive physical and mental care within the London District area. On April 6, 2015, Harry reported for duty to Australia Chief of Defence Force, Air Chief Marshal Mac Biskin at the Royal Military College, Dungeon in Cairnburn, Australia. Harry flew to Darwin later that day and began his warm settlement to the AS 1st Brigade. He recorded detachments to the force as well as an aviation unit. While Perth, he trained with Special Air Force Service Regiment, participating in SARS selection course, including a fitness test and physical training session with SARS selection candidates. He also joined SARS members in Perth for live fire shooting exercises with numerous special forces weapons at a variety of ranges. Harry completed an insertion training exercise using a rigid full inflatable boat. In Sydney, he undertook urban operations training with the 2nd Commando Regiment. Training activities include remotely detonating an improvised explosive device and a rappelling from a building. He also spent time flying over Sydney as co-pilot of an Army Black Hawk helicopter and participated in counterterrorism training in Sydney Harbour with Royal Australian Navy clearance divers. Harry's attachment with the ADF ended on May 8, 2015, and on June 19, 2015, he resigned his short service commission. Since leaving the Army, Harry has been closely involved with the armed forces through the Invictus Games, honorary military appointments, and other official engagements. December 19, 2017, he succeeded his grandfather, Prince Philip, as the Captain General of the Royal Marines. In May 2018, he was promoted to the substantive ranks of Lieutenant Commander of the Royal Navy, Major of the British Army, and Squadron Leader of the Air Force. January 18, 2020, Buckingham Palace announced that agreement had been reached for Harry to step back from royal duties, including official military appointments. In February 2001, the Palace concerned that the Duke will give up his permission as Captain General of the Royal Marines and hand back all the other honorary military appointments. Chelsea Davey, the daughter of Zimbabwe and South African-based businessman Charles Davey, was referred to Harry's girlfriend in an interview conducted for his 21st birthday. And Harry said he would love to tell everyone how amazing she is, but once I start talking about that, I'll let myself open. There's the truth, there's lies, and unfortunately I cannot get the truth across. Davey is a businesswoman and a lawyer, was presented when Harry received his Operational Service Medal for Afghanistan, and also attended his graduation ceremony when he received flying wings from his father. In early 2009, it was reported that the pair had parted ways after a relationship that lasted over 5 years. In 2012, Harry was introduced to Carissa Bonas, an actress and model who was a granddaughter of Edward Kuzu, 6th Earl, held by his cousin Princess Eugene. April 30, 2014, it is reported the couple parted amicably. In June 2016, Prince Harry began a relationship with American actress Meghan Markle. In November, the prince directed his communications secretary to release a statement on his behalf to express personal concern about the Georgia and false comments made by his girlfriend by mainstream media and internet trolls. September 2017, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle appeared together in public in Invictus Games in Toronto. The engagement was announced on November 27, 2017 by Harry's father, Charles, Prince of Wales. The announcement generated perceived comments about having a mixed-race person as a member of the royal family, especially in regard to Commonwealth countries with populace of blended and native ancestry. May 19, 2018, the marriage ceremony was held at St. George Chapel, Windsor Castle, with a private exchange of vows occurred 3 days before the 16th May in the presence of Archbishop of Canterbury. The Duke and Duchess initially lived at Nottingham College in London on the grounds of Kensington Palace. They moved to Frogmore College in the home park of Windsor Castle. The Crown Estate repurchased the cottage at a cost of $2.5 million, paid out by the sovereign grant, with the Duke later reimbursing expenses beyond restoration and ordinary maintenance. May 6, 2019, the Duke and Duchess' son Archie Muffin Wunsell was born. The office was moved to Buckingham Palace and officially closed on March 31, 2020, when it cease undertaking official engagements in the support of the Queen. After some months in Canada and the United States, the couple bought a house in June 2020 in the former estate of River Rock, Montecito, California. In the next month, the Duchess suffered a miscarriage. February 14, 2021, it was reported that the Duchess was pregnant again. In an interview with Oprah, Meghan and Mary, Meghan announced that they was having a daughter. Harry is godfather to 5 or 6 children, including the daughter Major Nicholas Van Custom, the son of Highview Custom, and Jake Warren, his mother's godson, whose father is Queen Horse Racing Manager. He became godfather to Charlie Vance, who was his firstborn daughter, in May 2020. Harry and his brother William inherited the bulk of the $2.9 million left by their mother on her respective 30th birthdays, a figure that grown since her 1997 death of $10 million each in 2014. In 2020, the Times reported that Harry will also share his brother a payment of $4.9 million from the trust fund established by their great-grandmother, Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, on their respective 21st birthdays, and will share a payment of $8 million upon their respective 40 birthdays. Harry's personal wealth was estimated at $30 million. In 2014, Harry and William inherited their mother's wedding dress along with many other personal possessions, including dresses, diamond tiaras, jewels, letters, and patents. The brothers also received original lyrics from score Candle in the Wind by Bernie Taupin and Elton John, as performed by John at Diana's funeral. Stepping down. In 2020, the Duke and Duchess announced that they were stepping back from their role as senior members of the royal family and it would balance their time between the United Kingdom and North America. A former role of the Duke and Duchess was subjected to a 12-month review period ending in March 2021. In 2020, Harry attended the opening of the Silver Sun Experience at Silver Sun Circuit together with racing driver Lewis Hamilton. Harry's appearance at the museum was his final solo engagement as a senior royal before he and his wife officially stepped down on March 31st. Until February 2021, the Duke and the Duchess remained president and vice president, respectively, the Queen's Commonwealth Trust. periodically online QCT chat sessions was conducted and uploaded to YouTube for general public viewing. In June 2020, they signed with the Harry Walker Agency, owned by media company Endeavor, to conduct public speaking engagements. In September 2020, the Success signed a private commercial deal with Netflix to develop scripted and unscripted series, film, documentaries, and children's programming for streaming service. In the same month, the Duch and Duchess signed a multi-year deal with Spotify to produce and host their own programs through audio production company Archworld Audio. First episode podcast was released in the service in December 2020. In March 2021, Francisco-based mental health startup BetterUp, a company that helps people get in contact with coaches and counselors, said that Harry will become its first chief impact officer. He will help promote mental fitness and expand the company's roster and coaches and customers, among other duties. Harry added that he had been working with a BetterUp coach himself and found it invaluable. In the same month, Harry was appointed as a commissioner for Aspen Institute's Commission on Information Disorder to carry out a six-month study on the state of misinformation and disinformation in the United States. Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read his titles and his honors and his arms, because he's won a lot of medals. Okay. So, military ranks in the United Kingdom. He became an officer cadet. He became a second lieutenant. He became a lieutenant. He became a captain. He became a lieutenant commander. He became a major. He became a squadron leader. He became Knight Commander of the Royal Victorian Order. Became Queen's Elizabeth II Golden Jubilee. This is the medals he won, excuse me. Queen Elizabeth II Golden Jubilee Medal. Operation Service Medal for Afghanistan. Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medal. Foreign Orders. The Order of Isabella the Catholic. Appointees. Appointments. Personal aide to come to Her Majesty the Queen. Fellowships. Jamaica. He became the honorary fellow of the University of the West Indies. In February 2021, it was announced that Harry's honorary military appointments would be handed back to the Queen. Canada. He received Canadian Ranger in the United Kingdom. Commodore-in-Chief of Small Ships and Driving, Honorary Air Commander of RAF Huntington, and Captain General of the Royal Marines. Humanitarian Awards. Charitable efforts have been recognized three times from the international community. In December 2010, the German charity Hier der Kinder awarded him the Golden Heart Award in recognition of his charitable and humanitarian efforts. On May 7, 2012, the Atlantic Council awarded him Distinguished Humanitarian Leadership Award. In August 2008, the Royal Canadian Legion granted him the 2018 Founders Awards for his role in founding the Invictus Games. Of Duke as the Duke of Success. I keep mispronouncing it. On 18th birthday, Harry was granted his own personal coat of arms consisting of arms and sovereign in the right of the United Kingdom with a labor of difference. as Caress. He has on a corona of a child, an heir appendant, lion stated guardian, a crowd like the coronet, and differ by labels in the arms. The royal arms difference by label of five towards Argent, the first, the third, and the fifth point charge with Elisa Giles. As a coat of royal arms difference with coronet and label. The royal Victorian ribbon. Royal standing in the United Kingdom liable for difference in his arms, as he is the grandchild of the sovereigns. Hereford coat of arms displays a liable of 5 points. Prince Harry and all the things that he achieved in his life. He's not one of those lazy blue blood, one of those royal families that don't do nothing. Seems that he actively served in the army and he was in the front lines. He's actually a high ranking commander within the British Army, which is actually very impressive. So I'm gonna do an article about his wife. We're gonna go to wikipedia.com again, and we're gonna look up the Duchess of Sussex. Duchess of Sussex is an American member of the British royal family and a former actress. Markle was born and raised in Los Angeles, California. Her acting career began studying at Northwestern University. As an actress, she was most known as Rachel Zane in American legal drama Suits for second seasons. Margot's lifestyle blog, The Tig, featured a common profiling influential women. She also gained recognition for creating relation to fashion lines of clothing in 2015 and 2016. Margot became engaged to Prince Harry in 2017. Upon their marriage in 2018, she became the Duchess of Sussex. Thus, their son Archie Moffat of Windsor was born in 2019. The following year, the couple stepped down as the senior royal members of the family, moving to Canada and then to Duchess native Southern California. In late 2020, they launched Archwell Incorporated, an American public organization that focuses on nonprofit activities and other creative media venues. Rachel Meghan Markle was born on August 4, 1981 in Canoga Park, Los Angeles, and identifies as being mixed race. Her parents divorced when she was 6. Meghan has a close relationship with her African-American mother, Dora Raglan, Meghan's white American father, Thomas Markle Sr., works as a director of photography and lighting with her married with children. And Meghan would visit frequently the set of the television series as a child. She is currently estranged from her father and her paternal half-siblings, Meghan Markle and Thomas Markle Jr. Growing up in Los Angeles, Margaret attended Harvey Little Red Schoolhouse. At age 11, she wrote Procter & Gamble to gender neutralize a dishwashing soap commercial on natural television. 3 months later, PG changed the commercial. She was interned at the American Embassy in Buenos Aires and considered a political career. However, she did not score high enough in the Foreign Service Officer test to proceed further with the U.S. Department and return to NU. She also attended a study abroad program in Madrid. In 2013, Marker earned a bachelor's degree with double major in theater and international studies from Northwestern School of Communication. Nicole had some difficulty getting roles early in her career due to being ethnically ambiguous, because I wasn't black enough for black roles and I wasn't white enough for the white ones. To support herself between acting and jobs, she worked as a freelance calligrapher and taught bookbinding. Her first on-screen appearance was a small role as a nurse in an episode with daytime soap opera General Hospital. Markle had small guest roles on the television show Century City, War at Home, and CSI New York. She also did several contract acting and modeling jobs, including the stint as a briefcase girl on the U.S. version of the game show Deal or No Deal. She appeared in Fox series Fringe as the junior agent Amy Jessup in the first two episodes in the second season. Markle appeared in small roles in the films To Get Him to the Greek, Miranda Marie, and The Candidate in 2010, and the film Horrible Bosses in 2011. She was paid $187,000 and her role in Remember Me, $171,000 for a role in the short film The Candidate. In 2011, Markle joined the cast of the USA Network show Suits through the late 2017 and seventh season. Her character Rachel Zane became this paralegal and eventually became an attorney. While working on Suits, Markle lived for 9 months in each year in Toronto. Fortune magazine estimated that Markle was paid $50,000 per episode, amounting to an equivalent annual salary for $450,000. Markle and the very film producer Trevor Eccleston began dating in 2004. They were married in Ochos Rios, Jamaica on September 10, 2011, and concluded a no-fault divorce in August 2013, citing income differences. Markle's subsequent relationship with Canadian celebrity chef and restaurant Cordy Vitello ended in 2016 after almost 2 years. In 2016, Meghan became a relationship with Prince Harry, the grandson of Queen Elizabeth II, and in November, the prince directed his communications secretary to release. I already did this before. Constitutionally bound to act as the vice of the government. As such, members of the royal family are politically neutral by convention. However, Markle was politically vocal. Before marrying Prince Harry, she backed Hillary Clinton in 2016 as an eligible United States president and publicly denounced her opponent Donald Trump. The year when the referendum on the United Kingdom's membership of the European Union resulted in the favor of Brexit, Markle expressed her disappointment on Instagram. An eligible voter in the United States, she released a video with her husband encouraging others to register for the 2020 United States presidential election on National Voter Registration Day. Some media outlets took it as an implicit endorsement of Democrat Joe Biden, which prompted Donald Trump to dismiss their messaging at a press conference. After becoming engaged, Markle's first public appearance with Prince Harry was at a World AIDS Day walkabout in Nottingham on December 1st, 2017. March 12th and 2018 Commonwealth Day service at Windsor Alley was the first royal event she had attended with the Queen. Harry and Meghan made an announcement day on visit to Northern Ireland. In total, Markle attended 26 public engagements to the wedding. Meghan's first official engagement after their marriage was on May 22nd, when she and her husband attended a garden party celebrating the charity work of the Prince of Wales. In July 2018, Meghan's first official trip abroad this role was to Dublin, Ireland, alongside Harry. In October 2018, Duke and Justice traveled to Sydney, Australia for the 2008 Invictus Games. This formed part of a Pacific tour that included Australia, Fiji, Tonga, and New Zealand. As representatives of the Queen, the couple were greeted warmly by crowds in Sydney, and the announcement of Meghan's pregnancy hours after her arrival delighted the public and the media. During their visit to Morocco in February 2019, the Duke and Duchess focused on projects centered on women's empowerment, girls' education, inclusivity, and encouragement of social entrepreneurship. Otherwise noted that Meghan participated in her husband's work as a youth ambassador to the Commonwealth, which included overseas tours. As established a separate office for Kensington Palace in 2019, the Duke and Duchess created an Instagram social media account, which broke the record of the fastest account to reach 1 million followers to date. In August 2019, Meghan and her husband were criticized by environmental campaigners for using private jets regularly when taking their personal trips abroad, which would leave more carbon footprint per person compared to commercial planes. The criticism was aligned to reactions the royal family faced in 2019 after it revealed they had doubled their carbon footprint for business travel. September and October 2019, South African tour included Malawi, Angola, South Africa, and Botswana. Because infant son Archie traveled with the success, this was their first official tour as a family. In January 2020, Meghan and Harry returned to the UK from a vacation in Canada and announced that they were stepping back from their role as senior members of the royal family. And they have balanced their time between United Kingdom and North America. A statement released by the palace confirmed that the Duke and Duchess would become financially independent and cease to represent the Queen. The couple will retain their HR stylings but not permitted to use them. The former role of Duke and Duchess was subject to a 12-month peer review ended in March 2021. Meghan's final solo engagement as senior royal was to visit at Robert Clark School on March 7 in Daejeon ahead of the International Women's Day. Yeah, so that's enough. I'm going to read from Meghan Markle. Now you know who Prince Harry and the Duchess is. We can get to my opinion. So, Meghan Markle went to Oprah Winfrey and they talked about how the baby was not going to get a title and he was worried about the baby's skin complexion. Now, a lot of people are shocked. I'm not. Because I kind of know the history of the royal family. There was a queen. Her name was Queen Charlotte. And Queen Charlotte was a queen that came from Portugal. She was Moorish. And the historians called her a true mulatto. And even though she was the queen of England and part of the royal family, people made fun of her for her nose being too big and her mouth too wide. Now, some of you guys are actually shocked that Prince Harry would take a risk in marrying a commoner that comes from the United States of America. However, if you look in history, a man by the name of Edward actually stepped down from being the king of England because he wanted to marry a woman from America. Look at the pictures of this woman. She does not look like this big old bombshell blonde actress. She looks like a regular American woman. So this is not new. Not new at all. Okay, thank you guys for listening to my podcast. And this is Black Wall Street Chronicles. Jeffrey Frazier signing off.